The Desegregating Diva on This Moment of Indiana History. On May 15, 1946, a young African-American woman took the stage of the New York City Opera to sing the title role in Puccini's Madama Butterfly. Camilla Williams became the first black woman singer to appear with a major national opera company, nearly 10 years before Marian Anderson made her publicized debut at the Metropolitan Opera. After landing major roles in New York City Opera productions of Pagliacci and La Bohème, Williams was cast in the title role in the company's debut staging of Verdi's Aida. In the 1950s, she sang the role of Bess in the first full-length recording of Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, and launched an international career that took her to South America, Europe, Africa, and Asia. Williams visibly supported the civil rights movement, singing at the 1963 March on Washington, D.C. before Martin Luther King Jr. spoke, and at the ceremony to award Dr. King the 1964 Nobel Peace Prize. After her retirement from the stage in 1971, Williams launched a teaching career. Hired by Indiana University in 1977, she became the first African-American professor of voice at the IU School of Music. Camilla Williams became a beloved teacher and mentor to her students, many of whom went on to distinguished singing and teaching careers. After her death in January 2012, she was mourned by her university, community, and many friends and admirers in the music world. In her obituary, the New York Times paid homage to a barrier-breaking opera star. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.